Hello and welcome everybody to another Applebiz Unleashed for October 2018. Fall is upon us now in the Northern Hemisphere. It's getting colder and the leaves are falling. And of course, it's the month of October for spooktacular Halloween. Ooh. I am Thomas Stomville, also go by the name of Anonymous. I'm here with my sidekicks. I got Mike Malarcy. Hey, Mike.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Happy Halloween, guys.
And then over here, we got the old Randy Rusnak.
The old Randy Rusnak. I'll tell you something, guys. There ain't nothing that's spookier than I am. The old Randy Rusnak.
I will have to think about that.
At some point, you'll have to change, like, the old R.
R.
I was trying to say the old. O-L-E, not old.
Don't try to get out of it now. Don't try to get out of it. What are we going to be talking about today's podcast here, Thomas?
this advertisement is sponsored by Depends.
Oh, the Depend on you, yes.
Can you believe, my gosh, guys, we started this in January, now it's October's upon us. And
they're still letting us on, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still listening, I think.
Yeah, thanks, David. I'm still glad that you're letting us speak our piece.
It hasn't been that bad.
Sure. I think our listeners are dropping, but...
like flies, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, one of the coolest things I was reading the other day, and you know this month is the 17th... It was 17 years to this month that Steve Jobs came out and introduced something revolutionary called the iPod. I was like, oh my God. So I was thinking 17 years ago, that's what, 2001?
Yeah.
So it had to been right after, God forbid, the 9/11. So I was just surprised that they would announce it in October. But anyhow, the point was, I was one of the latecomers. I didn't get the iPod Shuffle or the Nano until later, like after 2004, 2005, when I think I got the Shuffle.
I think I got one in 2005 also for Christmas. It seems vaguely familiar.
I didn't get one at all. I had one at work that, remember, you had to use the computer system's resources, and then it would talk, but other they had the jog wheel that wouldn't, you couldn't really use it, and then they came out with the, you know, pseudo-talking version, and I thought, that is so cool, and I thought, you know, still think it's impractical because you'd have had to hook it up to iTunes and
I remember that from my Shuffle. You know, I would like, oh my gosh, I gotta go to the iTunes, create this list, and copy all these files over and then upload it.
I was genuinely sitting here wondering how I used it because they weren't accessible back then, but I forgot that I could see back then. It took me a second for my brain to like remember that but it is a pain. Always having to hook it to iTunes, finding stuff to download, or burning CDs, ripping CDs.
Yeah.
It took way more effort. Now you just push a button.
Yeah. But man, it was like that. I think I got the 1 gig model, and I put all my music. I will tell you, I've had quite a few MP3 players back in the days.
Oh yeah.
And they were so cumbersome. There were so many, like they wouldn't talk. So they, of course, it would have menus. So you have to memorize, go down, 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 left. Right down and something, or put this or click it. But the Shuffle came on, it just got rid of all that. It was so, my gosh, simple. And I remember Steve Jobs was all about simplicity. And then, of course, the Nano came out with the talking speedback on that. I don't know what he called it back then. I don't think it was voiceover. But you know what I miss about the iPod Nano the most, though? And I think I mentioned this before, the radio.
Me too.
Good Lord, I miss the radio. I just want real radio. I don't want to have to download an app, be a minute behind streaming. And it's just something about just having radio.
Live sporting events all the time.
Yes, that's exactly what I was trying to use it for. Nowadays,
I
can listen to it, but it's a minute behind. So everybody's screaming and hollering.
Yeah, it's not even worth it.
Before I even get to hear the play, I was
you guys, does it really matter that much? I mean, you talk about people screaming and jumping up and down, and
it matters.
Why?
I want to I want to be part of the mob, and I don't want to be
Hey, Mike, in my world, you are part of the mob.
Well, okay, here's a good example, all right? So I used to go to the sporting events, like live. I'm there.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, that makes
sense. And I'm trying to listen, and I'm like two plays behind, and everybody's hooting and hollering. I'm going, what happened? What happened? You know? And it's like, it's just – But they don't have any more. But
the old days, right? Yeah. Back in 2003.
Do you know who we sound like? Have you guys ever heard Courtney T. Edison? And there, this old guy's talking. It's a podcast on WFMU. You guys ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
Mm-mm. Well, this guy talking. He's got a voice like this, and it's an act, but he plays and spins is 78 records, and we sound like that right now.
Well, I can bring it back because in 2003 I was 15 years old, so that put things into perspective. I was young. Things are different.
I think I was 55 or something like that. I don't know.
When I was 55.
Just no, I'm trying to remember how long ago that was. Was that 2000 and what was that, 2005, you guys?
I don't know when you were 55.
No. I mean, I remember that, but what year are we talking?
2001.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was younger than that then. Yeah, thank God. Well, I won't say any more than that, but.
All right. Well, I'll bring all of us back to the to time travel, back to the to present time.
Ooh, that hurt going back far.
So I guess everything is out now. We got the XS, the XS Max has been out, XR has just been released, and we got the Watch Series 4. Which, speaking of that, did you guys make up your mind?
I was considering getting that new phone. See, this is the problem. I don't even know which one's which. The nicer one. That one. We need to go back to Steve Jobs where we just had an iPod and iPhone. I don't know. The R is the one that just came out today, right?
Right.
Okay. Yep. So it was the S then. I was looking at it, weighing my options. And I ended up buying an espresso machine instead. So.
Oh, man, there's nothing more fun than waving your S around at people.
Yeah.
Ooh, that didn't come out right.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't bought anything. I'm waiting, I guess. I'm going to see how.
Just waiting. Okay.
Things are. Yeah.
Maybe I'll come along.
Well, I've got my 8. I'm really satisfied with it. I just don't see why I would want a different phone right now. I don't see why I would. As far as the watch goes, here's my thing about the watch. I'm good with my 3 still, my Series 3. It does everything I want it to do. Mm-hmm. I know I've got a heartbeat and everything, and that works.
Yeah, that helps.
I would like, a few of the caveats, like the better sound and the different things like that. Right now I've got, I believe this or not, ladies and gentlemen, I still have a whole year to go before my watch is paid off. Cause I did the T-Mobile thing where you pay $17 a month, for the rest of your life.
But you were thinking about maybe turning that in and go to the Series 4 line.
So I suppose, I guess you could, but I mean, what happens to those payments? Do they switch over? It's one thing I just haven't talked.
You just start over.
Really? Is that what happened? You trade it in, they take it, and you start over?
Cell phone contracts, you'd get it for 2 years, and then once you made it to a certain point, you could upgrade, and usually, they just give you the new one, take the old one from you.
Yeah.
And then an extra dollar a month, but now you have a couple more years on top of it.
I would imagine you would have to, well, it just depends on your trade-in, if that would pay the remaining balance that you do on that. And then if you didn't, I imagine you have to pay that, and you start a whole thing over. So so the bottom line is this: so you guys have not taken the leap of obtaining anything new in the past month.
Mm-mm.
And I was thinking about just doing a review, because now that I've had my XS for, I don't know, has it been a month? I have no idea. But I tell you, it is. It's becoming much easier. I know I had a. Oh my gosh, hard time that first week, but It's really a sweet film. I liked it. I don't have any regrets. And now that the 10 Aria is out, I have still don't have any regrets. So I'm happy. I'm a happy camper with my 10S. I still have my eyeballs on that Series 4 watch, though.
Yeah.
Coming one.
Why don't you just buy my 3 and then it'll be all over with?
There you go.
Then I can come in next month and say, I got a Series 3. And you can go, well, I got a Series 4.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Having said all that, I plan on getting a Series 4, but the walkie-talkie app still hasn't been used since we last spoke.
Well, maybe the next next year.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. We're in a transition period, at least I am, with a lot of different applications for speaking to one another over the internet, and I just haven't used the walkie-talkie app. I've used other apps, but and I thought, mm-hmm. I was just thrilled to have that walkie-talkie app, but nobody ever uses it that I know.
Well,
I opened it once, but I'm in the same boat.
I will start sending you walkie-talkie comments just to. But I thought you were in a you're in a different situation where you're around the kids and busy stuff, and you probably could. Probably couldn't hear it.
Probably not. You're right.
Yeah. Unless I catch you during your bathtub.
Even then, generally, that's when the cats are pounding on the door. Like, there's always something going
on. Well, here's another thing. You know, when I found out the watch was waterproof, the Series 3, I thought, God, this is just great. You know, I can wear it in the shower and interact with people and stuff. It isn't anything like that. You can't use your watch in the shower. So what good is that feature? You know, I mean, unless you're a swimmer, I can see why you'd want it, but... I mean, the only swimming I do is daily in the shower. That's it, you know?
I have used mine to, like, play and pause music and stuff because I have a Bluetooth speaker in there.
Okay.
And I was listening to – actually, I was listening to an audiobook, and somebody called me, and it paused the book. And my phone's obviously, like, across the room, like, sitting over by the towels. And I'm like, okay, I can get out and get water everywhere, or I can just try this. So I just woke the watch up, kind of – tried to dry my hand off, you know, because the touchscreen doesn't really work when you're soaking wet.
No.
You just shake your hands a little bit, blow on them, and then it kind of works. I was able to get the thing to play again, so.
But did you have the water lock on and everything, I hope?
Yeah. No, okay. I never did that.
All right.
So I got to ask you guys, did you guys update to your 12.01?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Yep.
Oh, thank God. I was actually my family. I couldn't believe. So we all got the 10S and we were having Wi-Fi issue in my house. So when it does work, it works really fast. I mean, it's like, but when it doesn't, it's just like, boom, it's like, doesn't work at all. And we're like, is your internet down? It's no, the router's fine. Mine's working, but hers would be working. Mine wouldn't be working. And it turned out that one of the bugs that they fixed on this, thank goodness, was a Wi-Fi bug. Uh-huh. With certain routers. And I was like, and so that has made a difference. Now it doesn't completely get rid of it. I mean, I had it happen maybe 2 or 3 times a day. It was often. Now I maybe get it once every 2 or 3 days. So I have heard other people have the same problem. I also heard, I know that there were a couple of people were asking AppleVis about their charging their 10S. So they just plug it in and it just wouldn't charge.
Right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that suck? That you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know. I was curious if the wireless charging would still work.
That's what I was wondering too, because we all, as far as I know, have wireless chargers here.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that was fixed. And the last one they fixed was, I never saw this either, but apparently some people were saying that they would pair a Bluetooth device, but it would never show up on their Bluetooth. I was like, oh, wow. And I don't think it was all 10S specific. I knew that the Wi-Fi problem, I believe, was, but the others were people were seeing it on a variety of different phones on just because it was 12. But anyhow, if you haven't got 12.01, get it. And if you are experiencing any of that problem, I would definitely get that. Now, of course, iOS 12.1 should be coming out any day. I mean, because of the Apple keynote coming up, I would imagine that it has some iPad Pro stuff in it that it would drop sometime very soon. So I know that I believe it has FaceTime grouping in this release. Yes.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of stuff on YouTube, and as far as I know, it's working.
Mm-hmm. I think there's still some issues, but overall, it's working really well. I know the 12.1 for myself has been really great. Nothing to really report. You probably already know that the FaceTime grouping will be coming out with it, along with some new emojis.
Oh, yay.
I did not say Mike or anything. I just say emojis.
I just can't help but comment like, awesome. I still haven't seen it, but you know what the sad thing is? People can still send them to me. I thought me deleting that would make that stop, but it doesn't.
Well, and having said all that, we are, by the way, before I say what I'm going to say, Tom, you did a really good job with the shortcuts. I really liked the way that you have done them. And I listened to them, and I'm listening to other individuals doing the shortcuts. And, I just wish I could get excited about it. My initial thoughts have not changed. It's like, you know, they really need to improve Siri, and once they do that, then it would make it easier instead of us having to do all these shortcuts. I understand why they do them, but they really do need to improve Siri to do that. I just don't use Siri much. I think the thing that just broke the camel's back, a couple of days ago, I was in a hushed room. This is kind of Halloween-ish.
Halloweeny.
Dark room. I was in a dark room, and it was, you know, really, really early in the morning, like 4 o'clock, and somebody sent something to me, and I was really quiet, and I said, I have something that I will send to you, but I will have to do it later when everybody is up so I can operate my devices. And Siri said, later this morning, I'm going to send you some marijuana.
Oh, jeez.
You must have gotten a crossover from somebody from Canada.
I don't know, but it was so funny. And the weird of it, the thing of it is, I sent the message anyway. I thought, you know, the hell with it. They will interpret, you know, because my friends know me. And
you sure do.
Yeah. Well,
I sent one of those just very recently to somebody, and I can't even repeat what I accidentally wrote. but you know when you get just like a string of all the laughing and crying emojis as a response, like, oh no, what did I do? It was not good. It was funny, but hey, you gotta watch that Siri. She will butcher something.
Yeah. Or put something awkward. Well, thanks. I really appreciate that hearing from you. I'm glad that you enjoyed the how to use Siri shortcuts, because
by the way, Tom, did that marijuana ever get to you?
No, it has not.
Okay. All right. On to the next topic then.
So if anybody's interested in learning about these shortcuts, what Randy was talking about, I did put a 3-part podcast series on how to use
Siri shortcuts.
And, you know, as with Randy, there are things that are useful and there's things that are just not quite there yet. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a good start. I think there's still some limitations that I'm coming across, but I'm seeing more and more apps start to adapt these things. So I just saw Google just release an iOS update just the other day that you can now tell Google to open up Google Sheets, something, something. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So it's more companies that do this are going to be even simpler. I mean, I saw somebody wanted one for Uber. I thought, oh my God, would that be cool? You just don't have to. Yeah.
Pandora's got it now. Like, that was one of the first ones that I saw when I updated everything. Is Pandora was like, hey, you can do this now. Come look at this. Like, we had a step-by-step thing on how to set it up.
The potential is there for sure. Now, I got to ask you guys, do you guys use Netflix or Hulu or anything like that?
Netflix, yeah.
So you use Netflix, you know, in my house, I know we use Netflix and Hulu. We love streaming stuff here. So because we don't have cable or anything, that's all we use. And I mean, is that pretty much what you do with Netflix then, Mike?
Yeah, we have Netflix and Sling TV.
Oh, you have Sling TV.
I don't love that one. It kind of works. Like, as far as me with no site trying to use it myself, it kind of works. It's really clunky. The layout can be extremely confusing. Trying to actually find a specific show, major pain in the rear end.
That's kind of disappointing.
Recommend it. If you don't have a sighted person around who can control it, I wouldn't recommend it at all. But we have that because live sports. My family's into some of the college sports. I like UFC, so I can get some of that there. But Netflix is probably the main thing.
We exclusively use that heavily, Netflix and Hulu. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that the rumbling is getting louder and louder that Apple's going to be coming out with their own streaming contents. And what they're saying is that it's going to be onto your TV app. Some people are probably not aware there is a TV app. Yeah, there's a TV app. Basically, what that's used for is it's going to be consolidated into one place where if you have a subscription to like HBO, Showtime, whatever, all these different packages, that you can have one place to watch all your streaming packages. And so the rumor has it that Apple is going to place their streaming content on there. Now, this is where it gets really confusing and nobody seems to know, but according to this, is that anybody that owns any kind of Apple products will have access to this TV app and some of the content that Apple is going to be streaming for free. Some people think that if what this is going to do is that some shows are going to be free and the rest will be a paid service. I can't see this be a totally free. I was just like, it wouldn't make any sense.
Maybe it'll end up being like you get the first three episodes.
Yeah. I don't think Netflix offers anything like that. You have to pay, all the way around just to be able to watch any of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is your thought about that? So if this was to come out and they're talking about sometime early 2019. So I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, there's so many streaming packages. I mean, like ABC, NBC, CBS, ESPN, everybody, Disney, everybody's coming up with their own streaming package. And they're saying that with more and more of these people coming out, they're going to start pulling out of Hulu and Netflix, and those are going to be like, so it's almost come to a part where we talked about how we always want a cable to be an a la carte, which means you pay for what channels you want.
Well, I love Netflix. I just do. I just like watch a lot of Netflix, and as many people know, I'm on Dish Network because they're box talks. I just found out that cable recently has their World Box, and I just wouldn't switch now because I'm having such good luck with the speech on the satellite dish. So I kind of hate cord cutting because we've got family members in the house, and I don't see any way that I can cut the cord and satisfy every member of the family. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So let me ask you guys this. No, I'm thinking about this. So when we watch Netflix, do you guys watch the original program that's exclusively for Netflix, or do you watch the movies with it, or both?
Both.
Most of the stuff for me is the original content.
Me too. I like the original content. So we would still have to Netflix if we want the original content. But would we pay for this new streaming content that Apple's going to provide?
In my humble opinion, if they do as well as Netflix does with their descriptions and their content, and their acting, their music, and all in all, they're going to have to do something to come up to Netflix standards. And if they do, my God, are we in for some really great watching? What do you think?
Well,
I think that's absolutely right. If the quality is there, I'm in. But I mean,
they're putting a lot of money into this. That is for sure. Apple is dumping billions into shows and comedies and science fiction. But the problem, okay, so it's not a problem for me. I know that this may be important to some people and others. One thing I do like about Netflix, okay, I mean, obviously some of the original contents is not G-rated at all. And
right.
Well, some people, that's important to them. And Apple's
But I don't care about them.
Well, Tim Cook says they are not going to have anything of that nature on Apple streaming original shows. So they're all going to be PG rated and below.
It's just, it's weird too, just to piggyback on that, go to the music app and look at what percentage of songs are explicit and all that stuff. But the, like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand why you would draw the line at that. That seems really stupid.
Yeah, it's kind of a what's the word? A hypocrite.
Well, that's exactly what it is.
You got music that's explicit, but you're not going to offer TV that's not P or R rating it. And so I don't know if that would impact. My point was is I'm making that aware to people that may not be.
I didn't know that part of it.
Yeah, they wanted to make it family oriented. Content.
I'm much less interested now.
That
yeah, me too.
Like a lot.
Let's face it, guys. We know what we like to watch, right, Michael?
I think it's going to hurt him in the long run.
Yeah. I love my favorite movies, horror movies.
Mine too.
They don't make good PG-rated horror movies. Right. That's impossible.
Yeah.
Sci-fi? No. There's a couple of good ones. But no, I like aliens and things that eat other things. That's what I'm
Star Wars. Yeah. Those are good movies, but I get your point. There's time that you can get away with it and not make it overly abusive or bad. But I'm thinking to myself, okay, they're probably going to make us pay a monthly subscription again. And so I guess it will just depends what's on it, what kind of reviews people are getting.
Same here. And if there's description.
Right.
Because, I mean, let's face it, I'm dumping like $13 a month for 4K Netflix. And I like Netflix myself. I'm a big fan.
I am too. So this will be interesting. We'll continue to watch. And if they do actually let us preview 2 or 3 shows for free, I think that's a huge win for anybody just to get so we can get a taste so we don't have to actually.
Now, does this mean that are they going to be coming to other TVs like Fire? Because I'm in the Fire brand.
Or... That is a thing that most people are kind of asking. And said, well, no, this is going to be just for Apple products. And so a lot of people are saying, what about people that don't own Apple products?
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't work.
Well, then I guess I won't be getting it because... This is just my opinion, but I'm much more comfortable in the Fire Amazon TV realm than I am on Apple because I just think it's put together better. I think
I'll be honest, it's all speculation at this point. I mean, we obviously know it's coming. But we don't know what platform it'll be on. But you know the weird thing is though, is that they have Apple Music on Android, but they don't put it on Echoes or Fire Stick.
Oh yeah, I know.
It makes no sense. So
we're fragmented. Let's face it. Because remember back now. I know you. Well, Mike, you may not remember this, but we had back in the 70s. We had laser discs. We had two different kinds, one with a stylus and one with a laser. The picture was a laser and the sound was a needle on a stylus. And they had two lasers for pictures, lasers and sound. Then they had Betamax. Then they had VHS. And then they had Technotunes formats.
It was just a huge mess. And during the 80s, we had all these new technology come all at once and say, oh, use us, use ours.
Yep.
And that's exactly what the streaming business is coming like.
Yep.
I think there will be a dominant party that will come out and surface and win just like the VHS did in the days.
Well, then we have to get rid of series not working well with eyes, and the shows will have to go, and we'll have to use vocal, just everything. People really want vocal. Then they come out with touch screens to interact with, and it's like, are you kidding me, really? And it's not just a blindness thing, I don't think, either. I really don't feel that it is. But, I mean, when I have to go buy a separate device to use my Ring doorbell, Tom, you know what I'm talking about, to either buy a show or something to interact with Ring, and I don't think that's – I'm not one of these guys that go, it's not fair, but it really isn't. It's a hindrance that you have to interact with a screen to touch it in order to view with the Ring doorbell, because I have just ordered a camera, because we're having trouble in this neighborhood, not because of me, but we are having trouble with thievery in the neighborhood, and I got a big set of, like, a siren, like an 80 decibel siren and a camera and you know, microphones and all that kind of stuff through Ring, and I want to access it through my Echo devices, and they're not touch screens, you know what I mean?
Yep. I think, and you guys, I don't know. I'm not very good in prediction, but I'm going to predict that the year of 2019 is going to be totally disarrayed in terms of streaming contents. I think we're going to have so many streaming packages come out. I think Disney is going to come out with its own. Apple is going to come out with its own. I just saw that NBC is starting to join the pack. And so all these streaming contents are starting to come along. And I really do think it's going to hinder Netflix and Hulu and the way they have done their contents, because a lot of that contents are provided by these media that I just mentioned. And if they go in their own direction, that means those stuff is going to be removed from what we used to know. So next year is going to be really a big, gigantic mess when it comes to streaming. So I think there's something I'm sure we will continue to talk about in coming months, especially once we get more information about the Apple streaming content that's coming. Speaking of, there's two more things coming up really quick about Apple. The first one, I know we'll be talking more next month, but obviously we have another fiscal quarter release that's coming out on November 1st on Apple. This is interesting. They're estimating Wall Street is looking for between $60 and $62 billion in revenue, and just to give you an idea, the same time last year it was $52 billion. So 52 up to 60, wow, that's crazy. Huge jump.
I'm curious to see what happens, because I've been reading stuff about how they're not selling out iPhones anymore.
I just thought about that the other day, Mike. You know, remember back in the days when an iPhone came out, it would be like sold out within 20 minutes to an hour.
You had to stay up till midnight. And as soon as that thing, you had to get it that second. That doesn't happen anymore.
Is that because you think it's flooded?
I think it's flooded. I think people like myself, who used to always be one of those people in line, like, my phone's fine. I don't have any problems. Like, it doesn't feel slow like the old ones used to. There's nothing super compelling.
I thought it at first too. I thought, well, maybe they're not selling as much. And so, but here's the thing is, the numbers of what they sell in each quarter is up. It's going up above what it was.
That's why you got to charge $1,500 for a phone instead of $700.
Well, it's not so much of the price. Is if you are still selling, let's just say I sold X number, let's just say I made 10 million phones last month, and this year I'm making 30 million phones, but we have no sellouts. I don't know if they're just getting better preparation, as in.
I would like to think that's the case.
We'll see. It's not so much this fiscal report, but the next one after that is the one we'll get that will include all the 10S, 10S Max and the 10Rs. And if those numbers are up, then it only makes sense that they're producing more.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to know, because in the circles that I travel with, either, you know, people or students or whatever, a lot of friends and students let me give you an example. I have I had a student that said, "No, I'm not getting an iPhone. I have a flip phone, and it wasn't accessible." But this individual could see enough to where she didn't really need one, but it would have helped her a lot if she could have one, you know, in that case. So 3 weeks later, she got an iPhone. I don't know how she managed it. I guess just she liked the way, apparently, that, you know, I mean, I got to face it. I love my phone. I mean, it's like it's on my hip and I use it every single day. And it's almost from microsecond to microsecond. Literally, I just use it a lot. And that may reflect on some people that are, that I'm working with. But most of my friends and the circles that I travel are upgrading from what they had to eights, and or they're staying with eights.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the reasoning is between them. I mean, they always have them in stock, and I know why you upgraded, Thomas. I know why, and you know, I know why you haven't yet, and I just haven't gotten excited about it, only because Mike just mentioned my phone's fast. It's lightning fast.
Yeah. The old ones used to slow down noticeably more. Like back to fours, the fives, there was a massive difference in speed. But now I don't.
Of course, I only have a small sampling here, but I'm telling you that I'm reading a lot of analysts are predicting much higher number of units being sold in this quarter than ever. They predict it's going to be the largest number of units they've ever sold in any quarter when the next fiscal quarter keynote comes up.
All these phones. That's what I want to know.
I think there's people cycling more than you think. I know must, that.
I mean, there has to be because
So that's why I said my sampling is kind of small here. But from what I'm reading, I think that it is interesting that I had the thought it was just a few years ago when I couldn't even get an iPhone. I had to wait a month.
I know it sucked.
And now it's like, you know, 10R comes out and there's no lines and you can just walk up and get one.
I know. And now I'm like, of course, back then when I really wanted it was when it was such a pain in the rear end. But now that I'm like, I'm good. Now they're everywhere. I'm like, come on, guys.
Well, it'd be something we'll definitely be talking about on the show as the numbers comes out. But I do believe it's going to be up. And from this estimate for this coming up November 1st, the fourth quarter fiscal, gosh, going from 52 billion to 60, that's going to be a magic number that everybody's looking for. So that's what they're looking for. And the other keynote that they announced, which is going to be probably about the time that you hear this podcast. I know that Dave Nason with the Apple Viz editorial team with the Extra is going to have a roundtable with the gang to discuss about the outcome of this particular keynote. We won't talk a whole lot about it because you'll get a lot more information from that show. But, you know, there hasn't been a whole lot of leaks as we did with the last keynote with the phones. I mean, obviously, we all talked about, obviously, the new iPad Pros is coming out and all have the Face ID, the whole nine yards. But we still are unsure, and some people are expecting some new MacBook and maybe a update to MacBook Air, which would be really, really super nice. And cross our fingers that those that like the Mac Mini, there will be an update to that, because that is sorely, sorely needs an update. It hasn't been updated for 4 years. So I don't have a whole lot to tell you guys about that. I think the only useful information I saw, and I have to crack up about this because last month I said this is the last time I swear I ever talked about this. But now one of the most reliable sources out there is saying that the iPad Mini is going to get an update along a release of AirPower. And I said, oh, yeah, sure, right. And they expect that to be out by the end of this year or early of next year. And I was surprised the iPad Mini, I mean, our phones are big enough. I mean, my God, it's almost that size.
I know.
I mean, do you guys know anyone with an iPad Mini that absolutely like love it and why they would like the Mini compared to like a larger phone? Like a Mac?
I don't.
No.
I'm just curious because I don't know what the reason is, but I know a lot of people want it. And so the only thing I have not heard about, and I'm still kind of surprised, is the AirPod. I would figure they would have come out with a new AirPod 2.0 by now. Mm-hmm. Or at least talk about it. But so really, there's not a whole lot that I can reveal to you. And I don't think I think it's going to be a surprise in terms of iPad Pros. One of the rumors is that they may come with a USB-C port. I was like, what? Holy. And I was thinking to myself, hopefully they still have the Lightning port for charging. Maybe the USB-C port is just an extra port on there for accessories. Like,
I can't imagine Apple putting an extra port anywhere. That seems very strange. I kind of hope it does happen.
So you think the USB-C will be like the charging port as well?
I mean, no, that's the problem. It's like that. It sounds like an interesting idea, but for Apple to get rid of the Lightning cord, I don't see that happening.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think they'll just add a new port.
Yeah, I think so. Anti-Apple. That's very strange. No, but
I think the demand is there. But we'll see. That's why I was kind of like, seriously, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's really the only thing is to wait and find out, because sometimes Apple thinks like, you know what, we're going to do this and the people will just get used to it, and they haven't been wrong yet. And it seems weird for them to add something that the people want when usually like, what, headphone jack?
Yeah, that's true. Like
headphone jacks? You guys look
at it. Want headphone jacks. What happened to that?
Yeah.
What we discovered of it.
I don't know. I'm curious.
We still have people today that are talking about their headphone jacks missing, and but yet they still keep buying phones. And I tell them, you know, it doesn't really matter what you think. It really doesn't. I mean, yeah. I mean, I have my original dongles still. I keep them in a little baggie, you know, kind of like with the rest of the stuff that I send to people.
I have two of those, and I hold them like,
yeah,
they're worth like gold. I just hold on to them.
But it just doesn't matter what you think. They're going to do what they're going to do. And
they're going to do what they want to do.
I really wish they would have the USB-C port. It would be so much easier.
It'll be interesting. And so keep an eye out for that podcast to come out with the extra. So listen to Dave Nason and his crew. They'll talk more about that. Now, I found something that was interesting the other day, and I also have to laugh about it because it's kind of sad, and I'll explain this. So Bill Shiller was being interviewed by someone for an article that was discussing about why in the world did you come out with the name of a 10R and 10S? And I said to myself, oh my God, this ought to be good reading. I'm curious why they called it. And he goes, well, I like fast cars. I love sport cars. So I thought that since most of the sport cars were already named with R's and S's to define that the sporty type of cars, so I thought, well, we'll just put these in our phones. And I was like, are you kidding me? I thought there'd be a better logical reason why they call it a 10R to 10S other than some that he likes sport cars with these names.
Now, wouldn't that be something to be able to have the power to sway Apple to call it something like that? Well, I like fast cars, so we'll call it S or R or so, like, you know, basically he's just saying it's like, I'm call it because I like vroom, vroom, you know what I mean? It's like, it's pretty silly stuff, but yet he's got the power to change that.
It's just sad that he can just do that, you know. And the article was stating that back in the 90s, I guess the Apple was doing the same thing where they were coming out with convoluted names. And so finally, Steve Jobs came back in. He did away with that. And so that's when we introduced it to the iPods and the iMac. And so he came out with the simpler stuff. And I have to agree with Steve on this.
Yeah.
I wish it went back to simpler. I hope this isn't a trend for next year's models. We'll see. But I thought that was a fascinating article, and I just wanted to present that to the user so they can go read this article. And I was just like, because I've always wanted to know why, what is 10R? What exactly does that mean?
You know, I still don't have the grasp on it. I mean, I do. I mean, I but I forget them. So if I say, you know, what do you like, the S's or the R's or whatever, it makes me sound like I'm not intelligent, which might be the case, but
well, it's just hard to keep track.
I can't remember. Can't keep track of them all.
Well, it's just I was hoping that there was a reason and a nice, good reason behind it, but there wasn't. Mm-mm. So it was like, that's just an absurd.
It does make a lot more sense to me now, though. Actually, like knowing that, I'm like, oh, they like cars. Okay, now I can remember which phone is which. Finally.
But he's going to change it again next year, probably.
Probably. Whatever the new thing is he likes. But
you know. I like mountains, so I'll just call it. Yeah, you know.
Oh, yeah. The
I watched this really cool
series. The Everest. That's the Max.
The iPhone Mountain Bike 2020 or something.
Yeah. Late Mount Kansas, that is the smaller Little Falls. Oh, my gosh. All right. So on to AppleViz news. What is going on in AppleViz? And we mentioned about this. I can't remember if it was last month. I think it was. We talked about how the Apple affiliates has cut their fees to what how much money that we could pull in on AppleViz website. And so that has come and gone. So October is here, so we no longer make that money. So we decided to come up with something called the Club AppleViz member.
No. The reason I didn't mention this is because we've talked about this before. So I'm not going ooh or ah. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. just I understand. Yeah.
Well,
and this
you
is
know,
important. It's important.
Yeah, the Club AppleViz as being a member, and I'll explain what it entails and everything. So the first thing, if you are part of the member, you will get some perks, and which is kind of some nice thing. So we decided that one lucky person out of the that are interested in being a round table
gets to meet us as podcasters.
Mm-hmm. And so they will be able to jump in with us and be crazy just like we are. But so that way they can give a way in. So they will be one person that will be invited to the extra round table. They will also be given a link right now. If you were to look at our podcast feed, for there's a number of reasons why we did this currently, you can only pull the last 100 feeds. And the reason we did that was because some people were saying that it was taking forever to load our feed. And that was because the substantial amount of feeds or podcasts we have done over the years was slowing down certain people's phones and things like that. So we had to limit it to the past 100 podcasts. So you will now be given a link that will access to all the podcasts. And we also will be giving away some giveaways, promotions, and things like that along to that are exclusive to the members. And, of course, you'll get your own badge. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with the badge, but when you come to AppleViz, if you look under my name and Anonymous, it'll say badge, and it'll say AppleViz editorial team member. And yours, if you're part of the member, it will say the Club AppleViz member. And so that way it signifies to other people that you are a donator and we want
represent.
To make known.
Yeah, you get to represent. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. And so obviously there's still maybe some other things that we may slide into as being a member. And to be a member, be sure to check the show note. There's a link to it. To be a member, it is you'll have to do a monthly donation of $1.99 a month minimum, and or that you donated one time $25 or more within the past 12 months, and that will include you into the Club AppleViz member. So give that a look. That will help us a lot. Also on that page, it will show you our current how many donators there are and how much we have raised. So we're trying to keep this transparent so everybody will know how much money that's coming in. No, we are not taking this money to buy new hardware and things like that. This is going for the site. If there's ever something that we need for the site and things like that, that's where your money's going to, okay?
I think it's awesome. I love the transparency.
I do too, yeah.
I'm huge on that kind of stuff. So just having that out there, I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, we have had a lot of people ask us to be transparent, and so we try to do that.
Yeah, I think it's great.
My favorite thing is we actually had two developers come onto the site in the past month. One is for I am not familiar enough with Reddit. Ooh. I've heard about Reddit. And
I jumped all over.
You guys tell me about it. You guys use Reddit?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I already signed up for that dude to give me the app and that stuff. I'm in line waiting.
I think my understanding is Reddit is probably the fifth most popular visited site on the internet. What this is like a massive form of gosh.
Everything. So like thousands. There's communities, right? And any, like I've got a community for Salt Lake here. There's a community for podcasters. There's communities for like a lot of my favorite shows, movies, that you name it. There's a community for it. I guarantee it.
So they got the communities where they have forums so you can talk to each other. You can just say, just talk, or you can ask questions. My understanding is mind-blowing, and I know a couple of our team members absolutely love Reddit. That's but great. The problem with Reddit, it's not very accessible at all. So this developer wants to make an app. I believe he wants to call it Dystopia. And just like what Mike said, it is on the website for anybody. They're looking for participator to do beta testing. And it's going to be strictly for voiceover users so they can use their help. The other one is called Subwords. This developer is saying this is a game, and he also needs beta testers. He won't give you too much details about the game because the idea behind this is that he wants you to be able to dive in and make sure everything is accessible and see if it's easy enough that it's understandable. He wants to make this so simple that you wouldn't need to know what the game is about. That's kind of a weird deal, but anyway, those are the
two. I kind of like it though. Like, does this make sense right out of the box without knowing what's going on? That'd be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of odd, but there may be a reason behind it. But the bottom line, this is great. I love it when they come out and ask us. So if you have any interest in those two, be sure to come out to Apple Visions, check this show note, and put your name on the list, and they will put you on a beta tester.
If you wanted to use Reddit, there is an app that does work called Bacon Reader, but it's slow. It's pretty clunky. So having something that is intended to be used with voiceover is really exciting. It works, but yeah, it can be kind of a pain.
Apparently,
it's a learning curve to Reddit.
Yeah. It's supposed to be extremely popular. It is.
It's great.
I'll have to give it a whirl. I mean, I have to check it in. I know my sons use it all the time. I know people rave about it, so I'll definitely have to check into that. Any of you a Audio Inquisitor game members?
I'm not. I actually, the last game that I got was, we talked about it last time.
Well, I know that I think they released three games. I could be wrong. And so they made an announcement on Apple Viz that the next game is coming soon called The Demon. So if you are the Inquisitor fan, this ought to be exciting news for you. I know it's been extremely popular, and I played a few of the games. It is a lot of fun. It's really solid. It's fully immersed audio. Everything is professional grade stuff. So it's exciting to see that coming out. And then I'm going to follow up with two of my tips here, as I always do. Now, my first tip is about the notification grouping, okay? I know I have heard from the reason I put this in there has been so many people that don't understand or just simply don't know the background of this. But you guys know, and within iOS 12, that the notification grouping has changed, right? And you guys use notification yourself?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And do you notice how it's kind of an odd grouping? Like sometime a particular tweet is here, but down below there's a group of Twitter's tweets. Why is it not combined?
Well, I've noticed it with my Ring doorbell, for instance. Like I will see that it'll say Ring doorbell grouping of 10 or 10 in a group or something. But before that, I'll see a ring, and then I'll flick over to the right and I'll see another ring. And it's like, why haven't they grouped?
Exactly. And so that's why I'm making this tip here, because I have heard this so many different people in so many places and other podcasts. People think there's a bug and Apple's lost their mind. Actually, Apple didn't lose their mind. There is a reason behind all this. So I am here to explain and clear the air. If you go into the notification settings and you go into the notification grouping, you should know that by default it's automatic. That's what you see now. there's app grouping, and there's off. And a lot of people saying, what's the difference between automatic and app group? That is where the difference is. Automatic is what you see now is kind of a hybrid of what you get with the app group. So when you use the automatic by default, it will show you the last tweet or person that you've seen, and it will group them outside of that. And that is done on purpose. That is like the last person that did something or messaged you.
Makes sense now. Yeah, that makes sense. I would like that then, now that I know that they haven't had a glitch somewhere.
Right. So if you got another ring, that older ring will now go to the group and the new ring will sit by itself. So there's a reason for that. So if you don't like that, and if you do want them to be grouped together, select the app group, not the automatic, and then you will not get any stragglers going by themselves. So that is a reason behind it. And obviously, if you don't want it at all, you can turn that off. So hopefully that will clear the air. And no, it's not a bug. This is as a feature. And I kind of wish Apple just made some clarification what that meant, but they just didn't.
They should, because anytime you've made a feature that people think is a bug, that's a problem, kind of all on itself. So
some things just don't make sense. But anyway, I hope that makes sense. And I hope that if you guys spread the word, and now you know, and you can tell other people why.
Makes perfect sense to me.
Good. And my last one, this is a brand new option that we have given to you because Apple is so concerned about our privacy and stuff. They decided to come out that you can now download your own privacy information that will, what Apple has gathered on you. So you can now request for something to be sent to you that will pertain all the information that Apple knows or have collected data from you. And so I welcome this so very much. And it's a very easy process. I have not done it yet, and I will to, because I'm curious what's in it. But it's as simple as going to a website called privacy.apple.com. You can't do this from your phone, which is the weird thing. You can do it from your Mac, PC, and all that, but you cannot do it from your iPhone. So you'll have to get one of those device and
does
and
that go site on track you?
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So you go to that site, and obviously you log in with your credentials and with your Apple ID and your password, and there will be a continue button. Once you hit the continue button, this is where you'll get an area where there's a button that says get started. From here, once you click on get started, this is the cool part. Now, this is comes up a page of all the categories that they collect data on you. So you can click the categories that you want, or there's a button that says select all if you want to know everything that they collected on you. And then I was talking to myself. I said, oh, my God, how much information they have? Because this combo box comes up. You have to select how much the file size are you willing to be able to receive? Because I'm guessing that certain.
Jeez.
Yeah. I mean, it's like 1 gig, 2 gig, 3 gig. It's like all these different sizes. I'm going, oh God, how much information are we talking? But you have to select all those. So you got to do your combo box. And then once you select that, you go ahead and do continue. And then there'll be a complete request button. Just click that, and you should get an email saying that we have received your request and et cetera, and they will send it to you. I think some people are saying up to 48 hours. So within about 2 days, you should get this zip file that contains all the information about you. I am curious if others have done this and what kind of information was in there, if anything that was, I don't know, something that's maybe concerning, which I don't think it would be, but I am curious. So I want to give that tip to people so they can go out and check what they want to do, because so many other people are starting to do that. Google does that now. Facebook does that now. And I know those two sites are pretty revealing information, what they know about you, obviously. I mean, that's why it's free, because they need to know more and more about you.
Yep.
But maybe that's why that Amazon invented the Echo devices. You know, they just listen constantly to you, and then you get this massive report.
You know, this day and age, I don't think there's anything private about us. I mean, okay, so Apple is great about protecting us. Nobody else is, so why does it matter?
I've actually deleted my Facebook. I rarely ever use Google for anything anymore. I don't have any Google apps on my phone. I'm very slowly just kind of pulling back from everything.
Yeah, well, I already have you. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I mean, it's gotten so bad. I mean, okay, here's an idea how bad it got. I mean, in the city I live in, they actually have a special device on each of the major intersection that will take a picture of your license plate and you, just for the hey of it. And they have all this information out there, so they can always know where you were at wherever you were in the city.
I just start wearing like a clown mask everywhere I drive.
Ah, it reminds me of
a
show.
I've never taken mine off.
Good. Isn't there a show called Person of Interest or something like that?
Yeah,
where
I think so.
They pull all the surveillance cameras. CCTV is everywhere in New York, and then they just, I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah, this reminds me of the Purge movies. You guys ever see the Purge movies?
Yes. Yeah, this is a terrible movie, but yeah, it was an interesting concept.
So there was another guy that just went to prison because they used cameras just like that, just like you're saying, and the Fitbit on a victim of a crime, and were able to, just based on her heart rate. And
I saw that.
And then backtracked from her house and figured out exactly who it was that did it.
Yep. So your Apple Watch, Fitbit, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Wear a mask, you guys.
It's not a bad thing. So I'm glad that Apple gave us this opportunity to be transparent so we can download it. And I will do that. And I'll tell you the result that I got from mine in our next month episode. And Thanksgiving will be upon us, guys. So by the time we get the next podcast, we'll be all stuffed and full like a turkey ourselves. Well, I will be.
Yeah, well, we are what we eat, I guess.
All right. Well, that is going to do. We're going to wrap up the AppleViz Unleashed October 2018.
A little bit different this time, but all in all, great podcast, I think. I think this is a good one. Discussed a lot of different things than I thought we would.
Yeah, we're trying to put a little twist in it, make it a little different, entertaining. Yeah. Same time, but I hope that nonetheless that you guys enjoyed the cast.
I hope so.
Please know you can always email at unleashed@appleviz.com. It's UNLEASHED at appleviz.com.
And I'm good for other gigs.
So Randy's looking for some new job leads. That would be great. You know, I always love to hear feedback. Not only that, but any advice. If you guys can think of a different thing that we can add to this, please let me know. I'd love to hear from it. But
feedback always helps.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It just kind of helps us get things along.
Even if you're sitting there angry, like, these guys are so dumb. Like, let us know, but let us know why also. So, like, maybe that's a thing we'll work on.
Well, we already know why we're dumb.
So be constructive about it. Don't just say, hey, you're dumb, because we all know that.
Excellent. We can be dumber. Dumb and dumber. Okay, so
I'll see all you dumb heads later.
and with Mike Malarcy and Randy Russ next, so much, guys. And
Thank you. Happy Halloween, folks.
Wonderful. And I will see you next month, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I am Thomas Dobdell. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, see you then. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleViz. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.appleviz.com.